gotchas. The normal input of the M count uses a 74HC00 NAND gate as what I think of as a conformable oscillator. Without a significant input, the gate can oscillate at a rate determined by the 24K ohm feedback resistor and the stray capacitance of the circuit. One consequence of using a regular NAND gate is that it doesn't work well with low frequency, open parenthesis audio, close parenthesis, sine wave signals, because the slowly rising slash falling waveforms can cause multiple transitions on the output of the NAND gate as the signal passes through the switching threshold of the gate. If the gate were a normal DIP in a socket, it would be easy to replace it with a 74HC132 NAND gate with hysteresis. But since the N count uses an SMT part, any use of the M count at audio should probably be done with an external amplifier that can change the input signal into a fast rise-slash-fall time square wave. If the normal input is used above 50 MHz, the M count will not output a frequency. Use the prescaler input for frequencies greater than 50 MHz. For the prescaler, please note that the input 50 ohm resistor is only 1/4 watt, so don't connect the M count prescaler input directly to a high power source of RF. It is normal for the prescaler to output a frequency when the input is unconnected. My prescaler does this at roughly 20 MHz. If this bothers you, Earl N8ERO suggested this fix for the standalone prescaler's kit, which uses the same prescaler IC. Add a 100K ohm resistor across capacitor C3. This results in slightly lower sensitivity for the prescaler.